Echo and Harper Audio present Why We Fight, One Man's Search for Meaning Inside the Ring by Josh Rosenblatt. Read by Joe Knezovich. We're more of the love, blood, and rhetoric school. We can do you blood and love without the rhetoric, and we can do you blood and rhetoric without the love, and we can do you all three concurrent or consecutive, but we can't give you love and rhetoric without the blood. Blood is compulsory. Tom Stoppard, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Prologue, A Bright New Romance. The first time you get hit in the face, you're overwhelmed with fear. Fear of the effect it will have on your body, but mainly of how you're going to react. Will you cover up or run away or collapse or give up? Or will you hit back? This question can be a lifelong torment, and one never knows the answer until the moment arrives. The second time you get hit in the face, you take offense. Now you know you can survive a punch, but you still feel instinctively protective of your body, convinced of its fragility, so you respond with indignation, like an animal protecting its young. Your face gets hot. The impulse to lash out is almost uncontrollable. The physical pain hurts less than the perceived slight. The third time you get hit in the face, you start to like it. You no longer fear the pain or your response to it, and don't take it as a personal affront or worry that your body will collapse. You start to feel indestructible. You start to luxuriate in the life-affirming thrill of putting your body at risk and teasing death. Soon, you start to love getting hit in the face. And then you start to need getting hit in the face. You court danger now. Life starts to feel empty without it. On bad days, getting hit in the face triggers frustration, proof of your technical deficiencies and lingering bad habits as a fighter, even your failings as a human being. On good days, getting hit in the face is a validation of your physical existence. I am here. This is my swollen nose. This is my black eye. This is my aching jaw. It pumps the blood faster through your veins. It makes your eyes water and your heart race. It makes the world shimmer. It reminds you of your mortality, even as it snaps you into that concentrated present moment mystics call eternity. Eventually, you get used to getting hit in the face. It becomes just another thing you do, like brushing your teeth or getting the mail. Sometimes you find meaning there. Sometimes you find nothing. Introduction. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning in August, and I'm hungover and beaten up. Lying in bed, listening to the roar in my head and tracing the painful bump on the bridge of my nose that was just starting to form last night, I remember that yesterday, in a post-fighting, endorphin-fueled moment of madness, I agreed to spar again this morning. I look at the clock. It's too late to back out now. I'd never hear the end of it. So, bent and bleary and very nearly broken, I drag myself out of bed. The first thing I do is examine myself in the bathroom mirror to assess the damage I took last night. The result of a long sparring session with a strong but green partner who hasn't learned yet that enthusiasm is no substitute for technique, and who throws all his punches out of hope and panic. Since wild punches thrown with great effort tend to come at you slowly, I had managed to avoid most of them. But near the end of our long session, I started to tire, and one of those huge punches slipped past my gloves and caught me square on the face, dazing me. My nose is now swollen and purple, the bruising spreading to the area under my left eye. I touch my upper cheek, and though it's tender, I know it won't be enough to get me out of sparring again today. After a quick breakfast, devoid of any of the flavors and fats and sugars that make waking up tolerable, but that I have to deny myself now that I'm officially in training, I fill my gigantic gym bag, which still smells sour and sweaty from the night before, with 3 white t-shirts, an extra pair of gray running shorts, a pair of small mixed martial arts gloves, a pair of larger boxing gloves, a pair of kickboxing shin guards, a pair of bright red hand wraps to make a single thumping unit of my fists and prevent my fingers and wrists from breaking upon impact with another human.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?